And I say, Bill, we got plenty. You don't need it anymore. We got so much, Maria. Even, just take a look at the Comey report. 78 pages of kill.
78 pages of kill.
Well, it's always a great week whenever we have the opportunity to hear from President Trump. He gave a speech recently, absolutely amazing. We're going to go through that, look at his details and many of the points that he made. Also peek into the mainstream media world and Hollyweird, and some politicians are losing their mind. And there's confusion in the ranks, finally. It seems like they always had their act together, but now it's falling apart. Immigration's hitting worldwide, too. Causing a lot of problems. Let's see what's happening out there, shall we? Here we go.
They want a silence.
And there's that massive crowd in support of President Trump there in Florida, Doral. Absolutely amazing as he pulled up in the golf carts and he was able to basically bring the troops together for this amazing rally and get some great information out. Just going to play this clip real quick.
The radical left Democrats have spent this entire election posing as defenders of democracy. You ever hear Biden? He's a threat to democracy. He doesn't even know what the hell the term is. Trump is a threat to democracy. This guy. Low IQ. He's a low IQ individual. But they're lying in the entire world of Joe Biden's condition. I mean, you see his condition. You see them frantically trying to overturn the results of 50 state primaries and install a new candidate at the behest of their very rich donors. Do you know that we took in record numbers over the last 4 weeks, and most of it was taken in with small donors, $61 on average, $61. And those people vote. But the Democrats, I think that their funding is stopping because I think they're rich donors. They have a lot of rich donors. We have some, but we don't really focus on it. We focus on the small donor. Every small donor votes. The rich donors, they're in Monte Carlo during the election. You know, how's the election going? Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. He is a major threat to democracy, and Democrats are the ones who really want to destroy democracy and our country.
Destroy our country. Man, I'm going to show you guys a video from Maxine Waters speaking of destroying our country a little bit later. Man, you can tune in for that. Please don't tune out. You're going to see a lot more. Rob Schneider, great comedian, came out. Be careful of political parties that warn of threat to democracy while they themselves arrest their political opponents. Remember, the left, the Democrats, are always the ones saying that we're a threat to democracy. The MAGA folks. Folks that support conservative values, but they arrest their political opponents. They work with tech companies to censor those that disagree with them. They allow men and women sports and bathrooms. They encourage child mutilation surgeries. They fire federal workers and nurses for not getting experimental gene therapy shots. Mm-hmm. They also fire federal workers and nurses. I'm sorry. It's threatened to expand the Supreme Court and eliminate the Electoral College. They cause rampant inflation, increase the cost of groceries by 26%, allow 11 million people to illegally cross the border, and push the entire world close to World War III. That's Rob Schneider, of course, hitting hard on that, going after your political opponents. You know, they went after President Trump. And, of course, he's the convicted felon now, right? And so we've got our shirts, just a reminder. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. We've got several colors available. All you have to do is go to andweknow.com in the description box below. Get your shirt before they're gone. It's a really, really awesome shirt. And, you know, just based off of the, again, I like to hear this quote over and over again.
The left can praise George Floyd, a 9-time convicted criminal, and build a statue in his name. Then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon.
The convicted felon. Oh, yeah. Coming out strong. Love these quotes playing out for all to see over and over again. Another thing, another kind of quote that we love to hear and see would be this one here. I'm going to go to this particular video of Representative Cohen exiting the DNC headquarters where DNC leadership discussed how to replace Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. A reporter asked if everyone is on the same page. Yeah. And so watch what happens. I've got the video. I'm going to bring it over right here. And check this out. You ready?
You all on the same page?
No. What do you mean you're not on the same page?
We're not even in the same book.
Was before President Biden?
We're not even in the same book. Are you on the same page? No. You know, speaking of getting DNC leadership together at the DNC headquarters, and he says we're not even on the same book. He looks pretty disgusted and upset, and that's pretty good to see because we're not used to them leaking out information like that. And of course, while President Trump is giving his speech in Doral, look what the Communist News Network is up to. A glorious, glorious quote, live on air for all to see.
What happens if Kamala Harris is at the top of the ticket? Now, I want to read to you exactly what he said because he just said it moments ago, so we haven't been able to cut that sound yet. But he says, whatever else can be said about crooked Joe Biden, you have to give him credit for one brilliant decision. Picking Kamala Harris as his vice president was the greatest insurance policy of all time. If Joe had picked someone even halfway competent, they would have bounced him from his office years ago.
They read the quote live on air. CNN, they're actually playing something and then they're reading a quote straight from President Trump so that everyone could hear it. Picking Kamala Harris as his vice president was the greatest insurance policy of all time. Joe had picked someone even halfway competent. They would have bounced him out of the office years ago. Oh, why did they even read that? Man, they're just, it's like they're all on board with President Trump now. It's just really strange. And so, yeah, this is causing a huge growth for the Republican Party and for those supporting Trump and core values for America.
As the world can see, we are under the leadership. The Republican Party is bigger, stronger, more vibrant, and more united than ever, ever, ever before. Every day we are welcoming more Americans to our ranks, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, young people, old people, union members, non-union members. Basically, everyone is joining our movement because it's a movement of common sense. It's common sense.
Movement of common sense. Everybody's joining our movement. But if you head on over to Maxine Waters, Pepe Lives Matter put this together. You have the actual screaming and yelling from this lady talking about Trump's desire to start a bloodbath if he doesn't win with the, you know, all these things that are playing out. While she's giving this statement, they etched her into a green screen, cut her out using probably a great editing program. And as she's screaming, the 2020 Antifa riots that she actually screamed for. She wanted those riots. Billions of dollars of damage thanks to her and her bloodbath that she called for. This is the party that has fallen apart, and watch what happens as she speaks.
He is a no-good, deplorable, lying, despicable human being. And he's talking about if he doesn't win, there's going to be a bloodbath. There's going to be violence. There's going to be a civil war. Who the hell do you think he's coming after? Who's going to be targeted? Who is he talking about? But you know he means business because he is the one that led the invasion on the Capitol January 6th. He's the one that caused his people, the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, the QAnons, the KKK. They were all out there under his leadership. They attacked us, all of us. They took the American flag with the pole, and they beat our Capitol Guards with them. Now, do we have to talk about the difference between these two? Now, I want to tell you, no matter what anybody says, it ain't going to be no other Democratic candidate.
It's not going to be any other Democratic candidate. We're doubling down. It's going to stay with Biden. We're not going to let Trump get in there. If he does, he's going to cause all kinds of chaos, and there's going to be a bloodbath. All that playing out while there's fires and stuff behind her and riots and damage happening thanks to her for 2020. Isn't that great? Just to get a good little laugh in there. At the same time, it hurts to see what's happening in our country behind her. She has no common sense whatsoever. They're losing their mind. And man, it makes me just wonder what's going to happen for them next, especially when President Trump does get in. Real leadership does take over, because these traitors to our country, I hope they start facing criminal charges and they're sentenced for their actions. And finally, after decades of them running the show and lying to everyone, including the rhinos, we can see a huge wake-up call for all to see. So speaking of wake-up calls, you know, a lot of folks like to wake up with coffee in the morning, right? You wake up and I got to have a cup of coffee. You know, recently I played a video, and a lot of you wanted to see it again. I want to play this again from a Hunter's Blend Coffee. You know, they support this channel, and there's a link to their website in the description box below. If you click on that link, they will know that you're visiting from this video. If you don't click on that link, you just go straight to their site, they probably won't know that it's from, you guys watched it was from LT. So it's really important for them to see the support from this channel. But I just love this video. I mean, they've got a lot of them that they put together in on their YouTube site and on their website. But let me play this one more time. It's really exciting, especially the time of year that we're in.
47 years ago, give or take a couple hundred, everyone in the colonies drank tea. But after the Boston Tea Party, that was considered unpatriotic. In fact, in a letter to his wife, John Adams wrote, "Tea must be universally renounced. I must be weaned, and the sooner, the better." Well, Mr. President, we couldn't agree more. Just like you, we like our coffee black and our tea in the harbor. So today here at Hunter's Blend Coffee, we're going to demonstrate to you how to make a proper cup of tea. First of all, you need to get some water. Then, add in all your tea. Then, add a wee bit of gas to your proper tea. Then, preheat your tea. Then, let freedom ring.
Oh, don't you just love that? They're so good, so funny. And I tell you what, here's some more information to help you guys out with this amazing, amazing coffee, right? My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty-grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today."
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a six. And well, by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. Underau's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters. And I will even give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside. 10 strokes, that's a lot. That means 20 strokes in case you don't play golf. I will give him 10 strokes aside, and if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million.
Isn't it good to have some laughs sometimes, folks? I mean, we're just going through this battle day in and day out. And I just appreciate that, you know, this golf banner happens. Remember, old Biden was challenging him, saying, hey, I'll play golf against you. I got a six handicap. And President Trump was, he was basically laughing. Whoever's wearing that mask was probably told to, you know, maybe just wanted to throw in a little joke, and that's why he was trying to hold it together. But of course, Biden turns down Trump's challenge to an 18-hole golf match because obviously it would be embarrassing for him. Did the timing conflict with Biden's afternoon nap? The announcement was made by Biden campaign spokesperson James Singer, who said Biden was too busy. He said, quote, we challenged Donald Trump to create jobs, but he lost 3 million. We challenged Donald Trump to stand up to Putin, but he bent the knee to him. We challenged Donald Trump to follow the law, but he breaks it. We challenged Donald Trump to not destroy our country, but that's all his Project 2025 aims to do. Joe Biden doesn't have the time for Donald Trump's weird antics. He's busy leading America and defending the free world. Oh, is he? Is he busy? Well, if you go to the witch's coven at The View, you know, they'll tell you a little different. You know, they'll tell you that, well, that maybe he's not that busy and he probably can't handle it. But no, they brought Whitmer on. The Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and they want you to believe that the real Joe Biden's not the man you saw at the debate stage. You know, the one that embarrassed so many people, including those that are running from Biden, right? They're running away from him. You've got Ari Emanuel, Barry Diller, Stephen King, the author, right? They're all running from him. The guys that are hiding from him would be Steven Spielberg and Jimmy Kimmel, some other Hollywood actors. Yeah, they're running. They don't want to be associated with him, but oh, not Whitmer. She's out there. She has to go on The View. We've got to defend this guy because, you know, he's not stepping down, so we might as well do all we can to support him. But The View's kind of acted strange.
And you were among the governors who met with Biden at the White House in the wake of all of this. Now, is the Joe Biden you met with the same Joe Biden on that debate stage? Tell us.
No, he's the Joe Biden we've all seen working his tail off for decades to serve the public. He is, I think he had an opportunity to get a little bit of rest. And I mean, he's back at it. You can see he's keeping up a very aggressive schedule. He's going to be in Michigan later this week. He has been doing rallies. I mean, he is absolutely the same Joe Biden we all have known. I think we all have our bad moments, and certainly he's the first to admit that that was not the best performance at the debate, but nonetheless, he has been doing this job, and he's showing up with receipts for the American public. He has delivered more for our country, more for the average person who's just trying to get ahead. So the presence we've seen in a long time.
But is that right? Let's see. So remember, they prepped these questions ahead of time, and you know, these witches get their talking points. So she has to read this question. She has to know the question, and she has to read it so that it comes out just right to basically lead the witness, right? Lead her to give the answer that everyone's striving for. Listen to this question again, then we'll finish this out.
And you were among the governors who met with Biden at the White House in the wake of all of this. Now, is the Joe Biden you met with the same Joe Biden on that debate stage? Tell.
Is the Joe Biden you met the same one on the debate stage? Where'd she come up with that question? Oh, well, she's looking, if you look at her eyes, she's looking across Whitmer. She's not looking at Whitmer's eyes because obviously if she's looking up, her head would be tilted up, her nose would be up looking at Whitmer. Instead, she's staring off to the side because she has to read the questions that are given to her to make it, you know, appear that she's so smart. Check this out. Let's finish it.
But he has to show the country, not just the Democrats and the party. He has to show America.
Right. And he's with NATO this week. He's got, you know, all these different events that are happening. So we're seeing he's keeping up a heck of a schedule. He went to Europe back and forth twice in 1 week. I'm 52, and I need that change book you got there for me.
But, you still have it.
You know, that's a brutal schedule. He's keeping it up. So I think that, you know, that we're going to see him have this incredible rigor to his schedule, and he's going to show up, and he's going to talk about what he's done and what the future looks like. And I think that's what Americans want, deserve, and need to see from our president.
Is that right? Yeah, the same talking points leading up to the debate, right? He's going to beat President Trump on the debate stage. He's going to make President Trump look weak. President Trump needs a cognitive test because he's the one that's going to mess up and fail on that stage. And Biden's going to take him to the cleaners. And then it didn't work. And they're like, yeah, well, that wasn't very good. Well, what are we going to do? Well, Biden's not stepping down. Okay, let's head over to The View. Let's head over to these other sites and make sure that we support him because, you know, we're going to tell folks that he's traveling. And while he's traveling, he's going to do a great job for America. Well, we've got three clips for you, four actually, but three clips to show you just how he behaved when he was traveling out and about, representing America for NATO.
He's a man of integrity and intellectual rigor, a calm temperament, moment of crisis. A consummate diplomat.
And he just keeps looking at his teleprompter while he reaches over to shake the hand of the guy next to him, just on cue. Let's hear some more words.
Destroy Ukraine's culture.
Destroy Ukraine's culture. What else?
For five additional strategic air defense systems.
For five additional... He just can't get his words out. And then he does something pretty phenomenal. He actually says something that President Trump actually did to cause good things to happen for many across the entire earth.
In the year 2020, the year I was elected president, only nine NATO allies were spending 2% of their defense GDP on defense. This year, 23 will spend at least 2%.
Oh, so he's congratulating, basically showing that Trump was right yet again. Trump was right when he said that NATO wasn't paying, you know, people weren't paying NATO the right amount of money from each country. So nine jumped in because of President Trump, of course. You know, a lot of folks weren't going to catch that part when they, if they even listened to these speeches. So, oh, after watching all these folks, it kind of makes me want to go back to a Trump rally. Just hear from President Trump once again about Biden and his lies.
And pilots walk into the White House, he says he used to fly planes. He didn't. When truckers come in, he says he used to drive a truck. He didn't. When Jewish people are here, he always attended synagogues, he said. The Jewish people. He didn't attend a synagogue. Did he ever see a synagogue? He doesn't know what a synagogue is. When black people come, he spent his Sundays in black churches. All of it's false. All of it's fake. He's a fake. Unfortunately, he was like that in Afghanistan. He was like that with Russia, Ukraine, and he was like that on October 7th and the attack in Israel. He didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. The liar who belongs to the father of lies, old Biden himself. And, of course, that leads us into another part that I wanted to show you guys today. This is Charles Payne wiping the floors with Joe Biden, and you guys are going to get a good chuckle out of this one. Amazing job here.
What is your take on how the media is now shifting into, I'm an investigative reporter, I'm an investigative reporter?
The barn opening door that the analogy made was fantastic because the debate was it. Mm-hmm. That was not a cheap fake. Everyone watched it, and they're like, what the hell is going on? But the crazy thing is, I printed this up. Remember when they found that they did this big investigation, they found, well, Joe Biden probably committed a lot of crimes, but he's too feeble to stand trial. So Biden says, I'm an elderly man. I know what the hell I'm doing. I mean, God, that headline right there was it. Dude. What the? This is how many months ago? This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's been in plain sight. He's been saying crazy for so long. And we just got to look the other way. But my favorite is when he's wearing the brothers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Juneteenth celebration. And then this Sunday, he was at the black church. Every time he's around black people, it looks like he wants to call the police.
He used to.
He used to bring them. He used to bring a whole gang of paddy wagons. Round them all up. We'll figure out the charges later. The face. Did you see him at the church?
Yes.
He was scared as hell. He said, I was raised in a black church, and the guy had to show him how to give the offering. Like, what? We're usually taking money, not giving it. I'm a Biden, damn it. So, this whole thing has been so amazing to watch.
It really is.
That is so funny. He says, we usually take money from people. We usually don't give it when he's teaching Biden how to give, you know, that $100 bill in the church like we showed you in the last video. Oh, they're having good laughs, and that's good as we're leading up to this next election. We're going to need it. It's a battle. It's a war. Man, it's stressing a lot of people out. But we have these reminders from President Trump about Biden, Kamala, and all these others and the Democrat establishment. It is amazing.
Joe, Kamala, and the entire Democrat establishment have been caught red-handed in the thick of the biggest scandal and the biggest cover-up. It's a cover-up. That's what it is. And I said it when they hit this guy in the basement and then they cheated on the election. It's a cover-up. It's the biggest cover-up in political history. As you know, they are all co-conspirators in the sinister plot to defraud the American public about the cognitive abilities of the man in the Oval Office, sometimes.
These abilities are falling apart. And then you go back to the Communist News Network, CNN. They've been having some interesting quotes here recently. You got the Democrat Senator Michael Bennett admitting that Trump's going to win.
My colleague Dana Bash reported that you, Senator John Tester, and Senator Sherrod Brown all said during that lunch that you don't think President Biden can win in 2024. Is that true?
Well, it's true that I said that. And I did say that behind closed doors. And you guys and others asked whether I had said it. And that is what I said. So I figured I should come here and say it publicly.
Why do you think he can't win in November?
I just think this race is on a trajectory that is very worrisome if you care about the future of this country. Joe Biden was 9 points up at this time, the last time he was running. Hillary Clinton was 5 points up. This is the first time in more than 20 years that a Republican president has been up in this part of the campaign. Donald Trump is on track, I think, to win this election and maybe win it by a landslide and take with him the Senate and the House.
How about that? Why would they not cut the feed and say, oh, we have technical difficulties at this time? Or maybe they just continue to try to pressure Biden into giving up. It's the media, you know, being used to stop him. Who knows? Seems like there's a lot of panic going on, but President Trump talks about that.
Despite all the Democrat panic this week, the truth is it doesn't matter who they nominate because we are going to beat any one of them in thundering landslides. And this November is going to be amazing, going to be the most important election in the history of our country because our country's going down the tubes. That's a nice way of saying our country's not doing too well. We've never had anything like it. Our borders, our economy, the worst inflation ever. We have the politics on our side. We have the policies on our side that will make America great again, and they don't. They will only continue to destroy our nation. Our nation is being destroyed.
Our nation is being destroyed. Don't worry. The truth is, it doesn't matter who they nominate. We're going to beat any one of them in a thundering landslide. Man, those are great quotes to hear from so many that are just looking forward to getting to November and getting this thing completely over with. Of course, Charlie Kirk showed us that Jon Stewart, like many other Democrats right now, is saying it's time for Biden to step aside because if Trump is elected, it's endgame democracy, right, when President Trump wins. Pause for a second to appreciate how deranged the left has become, that for them, the binary choice of democracy or not democracy is whether the public democratically elects Donald Trump. They want you to forget that Donald Trump was already president for 4 years, and there was, in fact, another election at the end of those 4 years. Think about how much arrogance is necessary for Democrats to prosecute Trump in four unprecedented criminal cases, seize his properties, and try to remove him from the ballot, then claim that they are the ones representing democracy. Think about how craven and entitled you have to be to attempt kicking Trump off the ballot via court ruling, or while also plotting to replace Joe Biden on the Democrat ticket without a single vote, then say you're the force representing democracy. Nobody hates democracy more than the elite Democrats. And here's something just as a reminder from President Trump.
Meanwhile, the radical left Democrat Party is divided in chaos and having a full-scale breakdown, all because they can't decide which of their candidates is more unfit to be president, sleepy, crooked Joe Biden or laughing Kamala. Laughing Kamala.
Oh, yeah. So these updates continue. We're going to have a lot more to show you, especially some comms from Grasshopper, some more quotes on Ukraine and some issues going on with immigration in other countries and how it's affecting us. Also, before we get there, I wanted to tell you about AndWeKnow.com. That's our website, AndWeKnow.com. Go there on your device, on your computer, and you will be taken care of. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. And also, just remind you, you hit that contact portion of the website, it'll take you to contact us, put your name, your email. You have different ways that you can click on a button. You can ask about merchandise. You can send us a note. You can send a photo to LT of wearing your gear. It's absolutely amazing how this has all been set up for you. We've got our videos on there. Our Kirk Elliott link is there in case you forgot where it's at. Our merchandise is there. You just click on Awk Merch. It'll take you to all of our merchandise. You can subscribe to our newsletter by putting your name and email there. You'll get updates whenever we have another video out or more things. A podcast if you want to listen in. Our partners are there. Remember the Dr. Shockley. We're going to be interviewing her again soon on some updates there. Immune support from LTPetClub247.com. Hunter's Blend Coffee's there. Parker Pastures. EMF protection and so many more. And so just want to make sure that you guys know about that. And if you click on the Awk merch, remember that we've got some great deals for you. Remember the I'm Voting for a Convicted Felon shirt is there. We've got my book. We reduced it heavily in price. It's very, very cheap now, almost free for all of those that want to read that. We've got many copies for you. We've got the sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. And, of course, we've got that flag collection for you. And just as a reminder, we have the new flag shirt, the Awk Waving Flag T-shirt, now available for pre-order with our logo. And it is the man with the stick holding the American flag representing all of us, looking forward to holding up the truth. And guess what? We're watching the enemy get swallowed up in the Red Sea, right? So here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto the lives of our children. And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate. And I will keep men out of women's sports. Can you imagine? Can you imagine even having to say that?
It's amazing how he continues to double down on this, taking care of the school systems, getting rid of critical race theory, transgender insanity, and more. I wish that he would add in there the military. I'm not sure if anybody caught him speaking about that, but I'd like for him to bring that up also. And just really get our military back to the good moral quality and value that it had years and decades ago It'd be really nice for him to talk about. Speaking of our military, breaking at the NATO summit, Biden announces that the U.S. and its allies will provide Ukraine with dozens of tactical air defense systems, including NASAMS, Hawks, Iris-T, SLMs, Gepard systems. Additionally, Ukraine will receive 5 strategic air defense batteries, 4 Patriot missile defense batteries from the USA, Germany, Romania, the Netherlands, and other countries, and 1 SAMPT battery from Italy, huh? All that being said, well, President Trump makes this speech.
Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after we, all of us together, win the presidency, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled, and I will prevent our nation, and we will prevent the whole world from entering World War III, because that's where we are. We're very close to World War III, and Biden doesn't have a clue. We should have never allowed, if you think about it, Russia, Ukraine would have never happened. October 7th, the attack on Israel would have never happened. Inflation would have never happened. Think of our country if the election wasn't rigged. Think of it. Think where we'd be if they didn't rig that election. So we're not going to let it happen again, because our country won't exist. It would be I believe it would be the last election we've ever had if anything happened. I really believe it. We're not going to let that happen. You got to get out and vote.
We're not going to let that happen. And then he has to add in, we need to get out and vote. And of course, Grasshopper happened to catch comms on many of the things happening out there. I'm not going to show you and zoom in on exactly what was posted. I'm going to read what Grasshopper caught. And you can go to Grasshopper in the link in the description box below to all of our news, because we highlight just about everything I'm showing you below the video. So you can go down there and click this link and reach out to Grasshopper and say, hey, thanks for your work. And he says, buckle up, buttercups. Here's the big one. D-Class takes down the House, the White House. George Papadopoulos made a drop. Mueller, the CIA, and foreign intelligence. Remember the Five Eye? Illegally targeted 26 Trump associates before Russian collusion claims at 10:36 p.m. and 11:11 p.m. in 35-minute gap. So that took us to 22:36, which is 10:36 p.m., Kavanaugh, presidential alert. Rod Rosenstein stands down, right? He stands down. Rod Rosenstein stands down. And then it connects to 2025, the New York, the NYP timestamp. Mueller anti-Trump dossier, the whole world is watching. Five Eye. And so 11/11 drop is connected to that. Seals are broken. This is on the cue board. Also known as D-Class. Remember, all this is connected to George Papadopoulos' drop. Rod Rosenstein has problems, Mueller's problems, FBI problems, DOJ problems, election integrity's coming up, there's going to be arrest, military start, big month. Amazing coincidence. You have more than you know, the reason why we are here, even more. And then it connects to number 35. There's a gap between the 10:36 p.m. and 11:11 p.m. of 35, right? POTUS will be well insulated and protected. While these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, it is time to take back our country and make America great again. So we have to remain calm. You can't use these messages through normal methods. Everybody can understand that. You have to remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Whatever they do, however they try to play this out and stop it, it will be shut down. All right. And so as we head to this voting system, right, you're looking at a map on your screen of no ID required. That would be the kind of the light color green, off green color that you're looking at on your screen. The kind of a yellowish gold color are the non-photo ID required states. That's like Alaska, Arizona. And you can see some others, Virginia, North Dakota, and the photo ID required mostly in the southeast, and you got some states up in the northwest and one in the northeast or a couple up there. And so Elon Musk said this is a more accurate description of what happens regarding the voter fraud. They are not importing Democrat voters. That was all the illegals that are coming in. They are importing people, names that allows the state fraud process to generate ballots. It's an important distinction. The migrants will not use the ballots. The DNC harvesters will collect them, Fill them out, Obama. Then the precinct workers will scan them and count them, Clyburn. Illegals don't need to vote. They only need to exist to create a ballot. Wow. So President Trump put out, Republicans must pass the SAVE Act or go home and cry yourself to sleep. Non-citizen illegal migrants are getting the right to vote, being pushed by crooked Democrat politicians who are not being stopped by an equally dishonest Justice Department. Our whole voting system is under siege. Harmeet and David go to court and get this stopped. Now the Dems can't win on their policies. The only way they can win is to cheat. They do it at every level of government, and they do it well. That's how they get an incapacitated moron like Joe Biden elected. Get tough, RNC. Speaker Johnson, all state and local Republican politicians. The Justice Department's corrupt and won't do a thing to help. They have no shame. All I can say is that if I'm elected president, we will pursue election fraudsters at levels never seen before, and they will be sent to prison for long periods of time. We already know who you are. Don't do it. Zuckerbucks, be careful. And he's talking about prison time for these people who have committed election fraud, and they're doing it even more with these illegal immigrants. President Trump had something to say about that.
And recently in Virginia, at Trump National Golf Club in the Potomac River, I had lunch with the mother of and the sister of Rachel Morin. Rachel was a 37-year-old beautiful mother of five who was attacked, raped, and brutally murdered while out on a run. She was running. She always wanted to keep herself in good shape, her mother told me. She was a beautiful person. Police believe the sadistic monster charged with Rachel's death first killed another woman in another country, then fled across Joe Biden's wide-open border into the United States, after which he attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother in a home invasion in Los Angeles before murdering Rachel in Maryland.
So not only are the illegals causing problems for us in the election and using them to, you know, bring the votes, but as they bring them in, the repercussions are heavy for all those that are damaged and families that have been hurt. Tony Cruz, in Germany, it's not just America. Germany is no longer the country it was 10 years ago. In Spain, he is less afraid for his daughter. Cruz is coming to the end of his career after the European Championship in Germany. He wants to stay in Spain first, says Cruz, also because Germany is no longer the country like 10 years ago when he left. Compared to Spain, he has a more queasy feeling in this country to let his daughter go out in the evening at 11 p.m. in a large German city. Finally, Cruz talks about the topic of migration in Germany. It is constantly present. And that's out of a Schwabisch, I believe is how you say, in Stuttgart. These guys are having a hard time. And then watch this British TV anchor, Alex Phillips, go off about migrant crime in London.
I'm going to do something which most journalists and presenters wouldn't dare do. That is going down the route of a particularly taboo story that is close to my heart, shall we say. And I'll tell you why. It's all about crimes and migrants committing crimes. And I'll tell you why this is particularly close to my heart. Because to coin a favourite phrase of the left wing, it has been my lived experience over the past 3 years or so that a lot of crimes happening against women especially seem to be committed by people who aren't from this country. I've been followed home with a man in one of those Afghan kolpol hats chuntering away in some language all the way to my front door. I had to hide in my neighbour's house and pretend I didn't live in my house because he was lurking around outside trying to do indecent things to himself. That's right. I've also had my phone robbed off me by a Roma woman with a scarf on. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Who are these people? Why are we importing all this stuff? I cannot walk down the streets where I live anymore without weird men leering at me, making comments. Look, I'm not one of these Me Too movement women. When it was builders whistling, wolf whistling from vans, I don't care. Sometimes it brightens up your day. Because what they don't do is they don't get into your personal space. They don't trail you. They don't physically approach you. They don't follow you to your front door. It's a very different sort of more harmless thing, a wolf whistle, than some of the stuff I'm being subjected to now. And some of the stuff my best mate who lives around the corner, again, her lived experience. Also, guess what? A woman with long blonde hair. She has four teenage daughters. All of them, now have at some point been sexually assaulted. They have been groped. They have been followed. They are scared living in London. What is going on? So I am going to keep talking about this. I don't care if people turn around and goes, you're a racist, because my safety and the safety of women in this country is paramount. That is way more important than offending certain communities who, quite frankly, have men with medieval values when it comes to women. And I ain't standing for it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of guts sitting there giving that type of information out to the public about these illegals and the problems that they're bringing. Also with some guts would be Senator Tim Scott speaking about Biden and how he tore up our economy.
Right. Joe Biden broke this economy. And it's been very difficult to fix it. That's the bottom line. I want to start with the end in mind. Joe Biden broke our economy. It is very difficult for anyone to fix it. Everyday families are struggling to put food on the table. Real wage growth is being eaten away by rising prices and runaway inflation. Think about the fact that for 52 consecutive weeks under Joe Biden, wages were eclipsed by inflation for 52 consecutive paychecks. I remember back in December 2020, South Carolina gas was $1.99 per gallon. Today, it's still $3.19 per gallon, a 50% increase in just a few years. So it's devastating to the average American family, particularly families like the one I grew up in, a single parent household mired in poverty. When you see your gas prices up 50%, your food up 30%, your cost of keeping your house cool or warm up 25%. It's not a challenge. It's not unfortunate. It's an absolute crisis. And too many households in America today are living paycheck to paycheck, and they fear the challenges that are coming our way, the headwinds brought to us by the Biden administration.
He's telling the truth. He's bringing up money. We talk about this just about every week with Dr. Kirk Elliott. If you missed our interview Sunday, we had U.S. drops out of worldwide competitiveness, 300 sanctions added on Russia, the housing market squeeze, and the economic war on steroids. Amazing interview. And I just want to remind you as we move across this area that many of you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott. And you go to amwenow.com and you will see how he actually speaks to me on this interview. He can have the same conversation with you or one of his the folks that work in that particular area with precious metals and so much more. And we have a lot of updates. Here's just a clip from that interview this Sunday.
Worse than it's ever been, LT. So when you've got declining wages, increasing interest rates to slow down inflation that they're creating, right? People can't afford to buy homes. You know, because most people don't pay cash for houses. They have to finance them.
Right.
Well, banks are undercapitalized. Like we talked about last week, JP Morgan Chase, Citi, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, they're all being chastised for not having a good plan B if their derivatives debt bubble explodes. So they have to submit a new resolution, an orderly resolution plan that complies with U.S. bankruptcy code. It's like, what? The four largest financial institutions in North America have to come up with a plan that complies with U.S. bankruptcy code. This isn't Silicon Valley Bank. This isn't Signature Bank anymore. This is the four largest banks in America, right? And so for Biden to say the economy is good, it's a bald-faced lie.
Yep. And so, of course, on board with that, the entire issue, what's going out and how it's playing out with our lives, it's just been devastating. Also devastating for us would be the declining fertility rate that's been playing out for all to see. If you look at this entire Earth picture, right, a number of factors are influencing the rapid decline in the fertility rate during the 1970s. So you can see this drop if you guys are looking at this chart. It starts up here at the top and works its way all the way down to where we are now. We used to have 1970, 4.9 children per family. down to 2.3 in 2020. Nearly two-thirds of the world's population lived in a region where the fertility rate is below the critical 2.1 threshold, which allows one generation to exactly replace itself. If you look at this, Europe and North America have seen persistently low fertility rates since the 1970s. We're at 1.6 in America, 1.4 in Canada, above 1.7 in South America. Sad. These births are dropping. People aren't having the children anymore. They've been playing all types of games with the minds of our young ones. They've been changing the morality of them. They've been changing the thought process of living together instead of marriage. They've been pushing more and more that children aren't important. Of course, we had abortions shoot through the roof. And now we've had the jabs, right? Which so many people now are having issues with the jabs with miscarriages. And so we continue to hear about this, the program that they pushed on all of us with the poisons. And I just keep the reminder up of how they've done it. And we don't want to forget more leaked video from Channel 7 Spotlight program that they did on the jabs. They continue to hide the truth as the amount of serious injuries and carnage for this experimental poison is really, really caused. Okay, and so here's a clip from that particular interview.
There is so much to learn. Firstly, listen to patients when they tell you something has happened to them. I've got so many patients who have sought me out because they know that I'm interested in dealing with people who have had a vaccine injury or who suspect they've had a vaccine injury. Many of them have gone to hospital with chest pains, palpitations, feeling extremely unwell. They have ECGs and a standard test. They were told everything's normal. You're just anxious. Go home. I've had other people really struggle to find medical practitioners who will listen to them and engage with them. There's an incredible lack of medical curiosity about investigating this.
And so there are all these issues, if it's probably hard to hear for many. But basically, you know, she said, basically, I've had so many patients who have sought me out because they know that I'm interested in dealing with people who have had a vaccine injury. Remember, these are gene therapy shots, remember? Or who suspect they've had a vaccine injury. Many of them have gone to the hospital with chest pains, palpitations, feelings, and they were told everything's normal. You're just anxious to go home. I've had other people really struggling to find medical practitioners who will listen to them and engage with them. There's an incredible lack of medical curiosity about investigating this. The TGA, apparently there have been 144,000 adverse reaction reports, but that's a drop in the ocean compared to the number of actual adverse reactions that there are, because a lot of them aren't being reported, because certainly in the early days they were being recognized. Yeah, this is it's changing the landscape. Many know what's happening out for all of them. Sudden unexpected news. I mean, they have this on X. They're showing, even in New Zealand, the doctors, the nurses, the surgeons, the sick days since the vaccine, they're steadily rising. It's all in the data. 20 to 25% increase in an incredible number of, if you put out sick days into lost productivity and work hours, other countries' health systems will be similar. Hence, you cannot get into certain places for months, even years. Tributes have flooded in for the GAA player and father of two, Brendan McGrath, following his tragic sudden death. Young guy. Passionate player supporter for his local GAA club. All of these folks, senior football. He was in this, you know, 27th year, and he's gone. We continue to see this play out for many, and it's had a huge effect on all of us. The taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood boasts about being a leader in transgender medical procedures, right? They're pushing that on us and more. And it's sad to see, and we've got a lot of work to do in our lives. A lot of updates that have been playing out for all of us to see. We have the bird flu outbreak that they're trying to push on us, right? Colorado has the bird flu outbreak, an emergency, estimated 1,800,000 more chickens to be culled. They're attacking the farmers. They're attacking the livestock. They're attacking egg production. They will force more experimental jabs onto you. They are insane. No matter what we have gone through, we're going to continue to see more in this battle that plays out every single day of our lives, folks. Tree of Knowledge put out, in ancient times, not giving you allegiance to the king could cost you your life, right? Go to the book of Daniel in the Bible and you'll see that. You don't bow down to the king or the idol that they make of him. Well, you're going to have to pay with your life. Remember, they took Daniel and said, you know what, you're going in the lion's den. But in the same way, not giving your allegiance to Jesus can also cost you your life. You don't want to die without knowing Jesus Christ, but you also don't want to live without knowing him either. Jesus Christ is the only way to truly live fully alive. C.S. Lewis once said, die before you die because there is no chance after, which is a greater paradox of faith, that following Jesus will also cost you your life. In Matthew 16:24, it says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. There will always be a death that leads to death, but there is only one death that leads to life. Choose life. Choose Jesus Christ. He will never, ever let you down. He defeated Satan, death, sin, and hell, and he can defeat any problem in your life if you ask him to. Give your life to Jesus Christ and live fully alive. He's the only way, the truth, and day out. Thank you for some of the moments that you've provided for us from leadership and from many who continue to keep us positive, looking forward, no matter how crazy everything seems to appear. We come to you, the author and finisher of our faith, asking for continued guidance in our lives. We ask for protection over our family, protection over President Trump and his family, and those that are on the front lines fighting every single day. We look forward to watching the enemy and all of those that have bowed down to him finally pay the price for what they've done to all of us on this earth. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for your support. Please hit that like button if you would and subscribe or follow. Really appreciate that. We've watched our numbers again. We were number 2 next to Dan Bongino once again on the Rumble leaderboard. Pretty cool. It's not that we're trying to battle for the lead. It's just we just love to see the support, and it seems to be displayed well when it comes to those type of charts for us and our team. They get really excited with all the hard work that's being done behind the scenes. And again, thank you, and we covet your prayers as we go into this next month or so, okay? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.